Spanish banks gave billions of dollars to property developers trying to cash in during the boom years. That bubble has burst spectacularly, leaving Spanish banks with huge debts. The government is already nationalizing the ailing lender Bankia at an estimated cost of more than $25 billion. Tobias Blattner is chief of economic research at Daiwa Capital Markets.
Bankia is really just the tip of the iceberg, after all, because we know that they have still a huge, massively bad loans on their balance sheets. So I think they're in a very, very critical stage so far. And I think what we have seen as the approach that the Spanish government has taken so far was, in a way, not enough in really to convince the investors that the Spanish banks are safe.
Spain's economy minister, Luis de Guindos, denied reports that his country is seeking international support for Spanish banks.
I will repeat, there was not a single question about an eventual rescue.
Spain wants to avoid following the path of countries like Greece and Portugal in tapping the EU's bailout mechanism, says Fidel Peter Helmer, a trader with Hauck & Aufhäuser Private Bank.
It would mean that Spain's rating would be further downgraded. We want to avoid that because, above all, the dilapidated banks are to blame for the misery.
The European Central Bank injected $660 billion worth of liquidity into the continent's banking system in February. That medicine appears to be wearing off. Six German banks had their credit rating downgraded by Moody's Wednesday over fears of their exposure to bad debt. It comes as the European Commission unveils plans to avoid taxpayer-funded bailouts in the future. Michel Barnier is the EU Commissioner for Internal Markets.
Dans ce secteur bancaire,
in the banking sector, we want more surveillance, more prevention, more caution, and we don't want taxpayers to pay any longer.
Those proposals would not come into law until 2014 at the earliest, and analysts say they do little to put out the fires currently raging in Europe's banking system. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.